This is Central Time. Two hospitals in western Wisconsin officially closed late last week. They were operated by Hospital Sisters Health System, or HSHS. The health system cited, quote, prolonged financial and operational stress, end quote, as the reason for the closures. HSHS partner Previa Health is also withdrawing from western Wisconsin, with over a dozen clinics closing in that part of the state. Hospitals serving rural populations have been struggling for years. In 2023, half of all rural hospitals in the U.S. were losing money. We're talking about the closure of these hospitals and clinics and the state of rural health care across the country, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're in that area around Eau Claire, are you directly affected by the closure of these hospitals and clinics as a patient or someone who worked there? What does this mean for you next? What are you looking at? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Lee Driesang is a family medicine doctor at UW Health and a professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Driesang, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me. Great to have this opportunity to speak with you.
The first worry, of course, I imagine, is for people who relied on these hospitals and clinics for their daily and or emergency health care. What do we know about how closures like this are going to affect people in that community, Dr. Driesang?
Well, absolutely. This is terrible news. And we know that as the nearest hospital gets farther and farther away, that outcomes in terms of morbidity, mortality even, and just the general health of rural communities is negatively affected in really significant ways.
And I know other hospitals in the area, other clinics in the area are trying to staff up some, expand their operations. I imagine that's not the sort of thing you can do overnight. What do you see as the challenges of those remaining institutions trying to deal with hopefully providing service to the people who lost it?
Right. It is going to be hard. One example is attending deliveries. And so the HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital attended about 800 deliveries per year. Marshfield and Mayo are two other systems still in the area, but Marshfield, I guess, has four OB beds, and Mayo has a few more, but there's no way enough between the two to cover the closure. And so they'll need to build up hospitals, and people will need to travel, and I'm sure there are going to be some really tragic consequences as a result.
Now, we've seen in the last couple decades a lot of rural hospitals closing around the country. A stat from the University of North Carolina says that's about 200 hospitals. What are some of the challenges, especially in either rural areas or areas around small cities like Eau Claire? Why is it harder to keep hospitals up and running?
Every place has its own combination of reasons, and reasons are bigger or smaller in individual cases. But I'll run through a number of the causes of rural hospital closures, and then we can talk in more detail about some of them if you like. One is not having enough patient volume to support services. Another is a bad payer mix with low payments due to large percentage of Medicaid or uninsured patients. A third factor, particularly relevant to Wisconsin, is that Wisconsin is one of a small handful of states which has not accepted free money on the table in terms of expansion of Medicaid, and that particularly hits rural hospitals and rural areas. Medicare Advantage has had a negative impact on rural areas. There's also a loss of physician, nurses, and other essential staff due to burnout, poor pay, poor working conditions, et cetera. A number of rural hospitals have the wrong mix of physicians, too many subspecialists who can't share work interchangeably, they can't cover for each other, and too few full-scope family medicine physicians who can cover all care and share call and create a viable long-term physician workforce. There's difficulty in recruiting essential staff because of geography or lack of community amenities, poor reputations of schools, et cetera. Poor community support, sometimes where people bypass local care and a lack of tax support sometimes, aging outdated facilities, and some administrative problems in terms of trying to run a rural hospital like an urban hospital with too much spent on subspecialty care to the neglect of primary care, and some financial mismanagement sometimes in collecting procedures, or in some cases even frank fraud.
Wow. That is a huge list, Dr. Driesang. Let me point in the other direction. Do you see some successful strategies, given that laundry list of challenges facing a rural hospital? Do you see what ways a light at the end of the tunnel for some that can point a way forward?
Yes, and I think family practice is a key solution. And family physicians can cover all parts of the hospital, and in lower volume areas, they're able to sustain a practice, whereas a specialist may not have enough patients in their area to sustain a practice. And then they can cover call for each other and give each other a lifestyle that is reasonable. I think another big one for Wisconsin that's an easy answer is to accept the Medicaid expansion dollars, and that would be a big boost of revenue and help quite a bit. So those are a couple of easy answers. I guess here in Madison, I'm excited to say that we are working collaboration with the UW Family Medicine and Obstetric Departments to increase rural pregnancy care workforce in the state, and working towards developing a rural family medicine OB surgical fellowship, which is scheduled likely to open and take our first fellow in July of 2025. La Crosse just opened a family medicine OB fellowship this year, and it will accept their first fellowship fellow in this July. So some efforts to build the workforce there. I think there could be investments in incentive programs to attract physicians who will commit to staying in the area for a while. Usually once physicians go to an area, they'll love it and are more likely to stay. So some loan forgiveness programs like the modeled after National Health Service Corps, which I did myself when I got out of medical school and training and residency. So I guess those are a few steps that can be taken. There can be efforts to opening some hospitals that have closed. Chatham, North Carolina recently did this successfully and could be looked at as a national model.
Talking to Dr. Lee Driesang, professor of the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at UW's School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about hospital and clinic closures in Western Wisconsin. Big news there over the last week, and the challenges facing smaller hospitals, rural hospitals in general. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have to drive a long way to see a doctor or a medical specialist? Do you live far away from a hospital or emergency room? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to UW Health Family Medicine Dr. Lee Driesang about the closure of two hospitals and over a dozen clinics in Western Wisconsin and the challenges of providing care, especially in rural areas. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, maybe your experiences, especially if those closures affected you. 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Sue is with us in Eau Claire. Sue, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of things to add to what's been presented so far. One of them is there's a lot of nurse practitioners in Wisconsin who are looking for the opportunity to have an independent practice. Governor Evers is not signing that bill right now, although it's been passed by both the Senate and the Assembly, and there doesn't seem to be any reason why. nurse practitioners can take the place of the family practice docs, because I have for years. A second thing is there's a lot of integrative therapies that have been taught as part of the required curriculum at several of the schools of nursing here in Wisconsin, including when I was teaching at UW-Eau Claire. Those integrative therapies can be very valuable for pain management, preventing secondary infections, such as with a Foley catheter when that's removed for urine retention. And there's ways that can be done that prevent having to insert a catheter a second time and causing a bladder infection. There's different integrative therapies with wound healing.
I'm going to jump in. We don't have a ton of time left. Dr. Driesang, Sue's thoughts on one on nurse practitioners. This legislation still waiting potentially for a signature. Do you see that as maybe part of a solution to practitioner shortages in rural areas?
Yes, I think collaboration between all different providers, including nurse practitioners and family physicians, physician assistants, and everybody's needed. And historically, family physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs are some of the classes of providers who've been more willing and able to work in rural areas and stay long term and meet the needs. It's harder for specialists, other specialties to sustain a practice in a rural area, both in terms of the volume not being enough when you're not doing some of everything, and coverage issues to be able to cover call for others. It's harder when you've got a more narrow focus in a rural area.
Sue, thanks a lot for the call. Sherry joins us now in Eau Claire. Sherry, hello. Hey. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Yes. My brother-in-law has stage 4 bone cancer and prostate cancer and was attending HSHS hospital and doctors. And now the Marshfield Hospital, which is like across the parking lot from Sacred Heart, will not take him as a patient. And another option, downtown Eau Claire, Luther Hospital, Middleford, they will not accept him either.
Sherry, you're breaking up, but I think we got your point. Dr. Driesang, somebody with needing serious treatment and follow-ups with bone and prostate cancer, lost that coverage at a hospital there, and others not taking them. Is this something that we are going to see a lot of, do you think?
Yes, unfortunately, I think we are. And, part of why HSHS was perhaps not able to thrive in the western central Wisconsin areas, that they were did have a mission and were willing to take on patients with more complex health needs and with lower resources. And so I think it's going to be essential for the existing health facilities, Marshfield and Mayo, to really step up, and because there are a lot of patients with big needs, financial and health needs, that are going to need care, and then additionally, hopefully the state and others will be able to provide some extra support. But I think there are a large number of people that are in really a terrible situation with these closures.
Sherry, thanks for the call. I hope your brother-in-law finds the treatment he needs. Last time, Dr. Driesang, we talked about these hospital closures. We heard from Bethany and Durand, who's directly affected by this. I want to give a listen to part of her call.
So I have 2 children who have traumatic brain injuries, and it is critical that they receive speech therapy, physical and occupational therapy. And Prevea in Eau Claire was the only pediatric one in the area, and now that's closing. Services that are so essential to pediatrics. And so now I'm having to look at driving all the way to La Crosse if I can find and get on the waiting list and find someone that will take their insurance, their Forward Health, or I have to go all the way to Hudson. It's a critical piece that I really wish they would address in the Eau Claire area, the need for pediatric services.
Bethany bringing up a treatment for kids getting lost in the shuffle and chronic care for kids. Dr. Driesang, your thoughts on that predicament in Western Wisconsin just in our last minute or so?
Being able to open some more clinics will really help with the pediatric patients and those with extra needs. One model in Lafarge, there's a Center for Special Children where they're able to provide services locally and then bring in specialists and therapists to provide those extra services. I think some of the needs, maybe telemedicine can come in, but for some of the hands-on physical therapy and other needs, that's not going to do. And so hopefully there can be some reopening of an expansion of services of what's left after the closures, because it's not going to be enough.
Dr. Driesang, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Dr. Lee Driesang, family medicine doctor at UW Health and professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He talked to us about the closure of two hospitals, over a dozen primary and specialty care clinics in Western Wisconsin, and the challenges facing hospitals and healthcare in smaller communities around the state.